My wife wanted to be here today, but her health just wasn't a liar. She can't go as much as she used to. For the last 2 months, she had an operation, but she wanted me to tell this church that she loves everybody and she's praying for you. Amen. Yeah, and she missed you very deeply. We both missed the church. You know, as Pastor John has said, this is our home church. 15 years ago, I was looking for a church that we could be anchored out of and be accountable to, and the Lord directed us here, and it's truly been a blessing. We give God praise and glory for being here on the homecoming. I think it's 23 years. We give God, that's a long time to look back. A lot of tears, a lot of blessing, a lot of joy. A lot of people been saved in those 23 years. That's a blessed number. We give God praise. And we thank you for all the support. Last month we had 29 people to make decision for Christ. So it's part of this church for all the support. You know, we order Bibles, cracked. You know, we want to not only get people saved, but disciple them. So we thank you for that. Many people call me, leave messages on my phone. They come to know Christ. So you help us with, give us some more cracks. So we want to make sure we get cracks in the people's hand. Because that's how I got saved. Somebody gave me a crack. So we give God praise. On this wonderful day, I'd like to, for you to turn your Bible to the 15th chapter of St. John. And would you mind standing? This is John writing in 15th chapter. I'm going to read verse 1 through 7, 5. It says, I am the true vine. My Father is the husband. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth much fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branch. He that abides in me, and I in you, him, the same bring forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this holy word. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing us to assemble together. Thank you for bringing us to this point of 23 years that we are truly blessed. We can look back with good memories and blessed memories. Father, we thank you for this church and what you are doing in it and what you're doing in it right now. We thank you for this time that we're together. We ask you, Father, let your word become alive. Father, let me decrease, but you increase. Father, bless, it might be one here that don't know you as their personal Savior. We ask you, Father, to grow all men to you. At this time, Father, you know the heart. In Jesus' name, amen. May be seated. As John was writing in the 15th chapter, this was Jesus speaking. He said, I am the vine, and my Father is the husband. Jesus said, I am divine. It didn't say a vine or some vine. He said, I am the vine. Jesus, I am the vine. Ain't no other but Jesus Christ. Thomas followed Jesus, but Thomas had doubt of who Jesus was. But at the end, before Jesus left, Thomas kneeled and said, my Lord, my God, you are the one. No one else but you. He called Jesus Lord. John the Baptist baptized Jesus. He had his hand on Jesus. He baptized him in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. But John, as he baptized Jesus, he got thrown in the prison. He was in the prison. He got lonely. He began to wonder in his mind, I baptize him. Is he the one? He sent two of his disciples and said, go find him and you ask him, is he the one? And Jesus gave a message to go back to John, tell him, the blind now see, the deaf are being raised. There's no doubt in John's mind anymore that Jesus Christ was the one. He's the true vine. He's the one. He fed 5,000 on more than one occasion. They said, when Lazarus died, Mary and Martha said, Lord, you have been here. My brother had not died. But Jesus, he's the true vine. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Though he were dead, yet shall he live. Ain't God the good, church. He said, I am. We go back, look back in history when God called Moses to lead the children of Israel out of depression, out of bondage. Moses said, what they asked, who sent me? God told Moses, I am that I am. Everything you need on this journey, I am. And Jesus echoed and said, I am the true vine. I am the bread of life. If you're hungry, I am the bread. Amen. Ain't no doubt, I am the bread. He went on to say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Ain't no other way but through Jesus Christ. Amen. He's the only way. But I'm going to tell you something about a vine. See, I'm a country boy. Raised on a farm. We used to pick berries and stuff in a vine that you can get tangled up in them. In a vine. In a vine, they grow and go all different ways. But until you found the root of the vine. But Jesus said, I am for Christianity, for your salvation. I am the way to eternal life. I am that vine. No other way but through Jesus Christ. But through Jesus Christ. I am. People still getting saved. They still come to know Jesus. They still only through Jesus Christ. No other way. Jesus still heal people today. He did it when he was here on earth, but he still do it today. I am the vine. It's the Bible says, but he was wounded for all transgression. But by his stripes, we are healed. We are healed. We are healed. I am the true vine. He said, before Abraham was, he's the father of our faith. Jesus, I am. before Abraham. I am the true vine. Ain't no other. The church is the ground and the pillar of the crew. When I walked in the church 15 years ago, my wife was working. I know that when I walked in the church, the doors of the church, the people that welcomed me in, it was just a presence of the Lord there. I went to the pastor's office. I'm going to tell you, the pastor's office is different. See, I go and preach a lot across this country, but this pastor's office was different. So he had books in there related to going to eternal life. When you walk in that office, that is just a presence of the Holy Spirit in that office. Ain't no in there talking about this person or gossiping about this person. When you're in there, you're in fellowship. The church was based on the crew vine, and it continued to grow on the crew vine. Brother Tucci, when I came here, I went to the Sunday school class. I never saw a man take the Bible that's opened up and that's for verse by verse, go through it and explain it scripture by scripture. You know, I give God the praise. You're missing out if you're not coming to that class. The crew vine, Jesus, I am the crew vine. The crew vine. Ain't no other vine but through Jesus Christ. I had a friend of mine down in Lotham. And this friend, I met him down there. Him and I would go out. I got several people. We go out to the park, go down the street, knocking on doors and sharing the gospel, passing cracks out. And my friend, 2 months ago, he got the COVID real bad. Him and his wife. And had to take him from Lost of the Kingdom to the hospital. And when we got him now, he told us, I didn't bring my Bible. I didn't bring no crack. So I went back over 40-some miles, got his Bibles and his crack. And he was in the hospital. And he stayed there for about a week. Then it turned to the worst. But before he passed away, Brother Wayne, he called me, took that breathing machine off of him. And they called me. He said, Brother Lonzo, he said, one more got saved. One more for Jesus Christ. One more for Jesus. It was a man, God blessed him. This man loved the Lord. He loved the soul. We don't rejoice anymore when one sinner give his life to Jesus Christ. He no longer serving the devil. He no longer on drugs. He no longer an alcoholic. He no longer. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he become a new creation. Any man, you know, rejoice. The Bible will say, one sinner come to repent, they rejoiced in heaven. Rejoiced in heaven. Had one family member. We meet up with family members. One family member got COVID in America, Georgia. Every time I would go home, I could never catch him. On the job, he got COVID. And I had a chance to call him and chair the Roman roll, the plan of salvation, in that hospital. I said, you ever heard this before? He said, I never heard this like this. He said, I go to church. I'm a member of the church. I went up and shook this pastor's hand. I got baptized. I said, but do you know Jesus Christ? Does he live in your heart? I said, you're not guaranteed you're going to come out there. You're not guaranteed you're going to see those little girls again. You're not guaranteed. I said, but one thing is guaranteed for sure. If you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross 2,000 years ago for your sin, and I'm on the phone, I said, God can save you right now. So he, at that moment, he confessed his sin. And the next day, the sister called me and said, Brother Alonzo, Curtis left us last night. He left and went to heaven. We can't take it for granted. When I walked in the church today, I don't take it for granted that everybody here is saved. It might be one here that lost. Jesus Christ can save you today. He said, I am the Kuvine. There ain't no other way but through Jesus Christ. See, Pastor John, Brother Richard, they preach us and they teach us about a wonderful Jesus, a mighty God, a delivering God, a saving God. Jesus Christ can save you today. Amen. He can come in your heart today. No matter what we're going through, it's not bad as we think. All we got to do is come and give it to Jesus. My wife, she was pretty sick last week. I mean, she was pretty sick. I didn't know what to do. So I took her to the church that we go to down there. I took her, and the church had some oil. All of the church gathered around her. And they anointed her with oil. And they prayed over her. And one of them read the scripture, if any sick among you, let them call for the elder of the church. Let them pray over them. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. But if they have committed sin, they'll be forgiven them. So before they got ready to pray, she said, hold it. My wife said, hold it. And she won't mind me saying that. She said, let me ask God. She said, I've been worried. I've been had some doubt about this healing. She said, let me ask God to forgive me before you pray on me. See, sin will block God out, but confession will invite God in. Ain't God good, church? Ain't God good? God is good. And God is more willing for you to have good health than you want to ask. He's more willing. He's here with you today. He came in with you today. And God, your life is a purpose. God didn't ask. You weren't just born into the Christian family. God got a purpose for you in life. He got something for you to do. It might be someone on your job or in a grocery store, in your family. Can't nobody else witness to her. Can't nobody else win to Christ but you. God got a purpose in your life. It's a purpose why you're here, why you're alive. Jesus Christ is good, church. He's good. I took a man and his wife, a pastor. He went out to, he said, we take you out to dinner, Brother Alonzo, Sister Barbara. We went out to dinner, and we went to this nice restaurant. This man, he was a pastor. He was a pastor. But I couldn't get in the cliques in that church. I wasn't in the going talking about people, some of the things that were going on. I couldn't get into it. So they thought that we were kind of prejudiced because we didn't get into it. So the pastor wife stood up when we were eating. She said, Brother Alonzo, Sister Barbara, are y'all prejudiced? And we both got the answer at the same time. I said, Miss Pastor, I said, 1973, I said, I asked Jesus Christ. I believe he died on the cross for all of my sin, for all of my shortcomings. I believe that. I confess that I was a worthy sinner, wasn't worthy of your kingdom. I said, I asked him to come into my heart and forgive me of all my sin and cleanse me. And I said, when I kneeled down, before I got down, I had a can of beer in my hand. I said, well, when I asked Jesus to come to my heart and be my Lord and Savior, I said, when I got up, I was like St. Paul. I know something had happened in my life, and I couldn't explain it. I said, and Miss, sir, I said, and you're going to ask me? I said, Jesus Christ live in my heart. He live in my heart. I said, he walk with me every day. I said, before my wife and I get out at night, before we lay down in our bed, we are on our knees praying for the whole country, praying for people that doesn't serve God and the one that does serve God. I said, you ask that question? I said, I'm going to tell you this, Miss, sir. I said, it's two people that inside of. Ever which one you feed the most, that's the one going to win. I said, I feed on the Spirit of God. He's in me, in my heart. I said, the Bible said, we are all of one blood, not some blood. All of us are one blood. You got to hook up to the true vine, who Jesus Christ is. You won't be asking no type question. You'll know I got brothers for every country, every race. But they are my brothers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Can the church say amen? Church say amen. But Jesus said, I am the true vine. See, some of the vines I hear, that you look back in history, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were religious people, and they were very religious people. But it was in their mind, not in their heart. Not in their heart. They speak well of you, Jesus, with their mouth, but their heart, Jesus said, far from it. Far from it. See, a true Christian, follow Jesus Christ. He's the true vine. See, God gives all of us the spirit of discernment. We know when that's a devil. We know when that something ain't right. We know when something ain't of God. Nobody have to tell us. Paul said, I serve God with a good conscience. A good conscience. Preach the whole counsel of God. Don't preach what sanctified me. The whole counsel. Paul said, if anyone bring any of the gospel, let him be accused, accursed. Jesus Christ is the only way, no other way to get to heaven. No matter what the world look like, no matter what the news look like, no matter who's in the White House, Jesus Christ, he's the true vine. We got saved. We going all the way. We going all the way with Jesus Christ. He going to take us home. This is not our home. This is not our final destiny. We going home. Jesus is the true vine. He's the true vine. I'm going to see that mother again, that grandmother, that father who used to get on his knees and pray for me when I was a young boy. Jesus Christ is the true vine. All these other religious out here, they sound good, but they're not the true vine. See, salvation is by grace. It was by grace 2,000 years ago, and by grace today, and 2,100 years from now, it's still going to be by grace. It's still going to be by grace. God is good, church. Jesus said, I am. He's the true vine. No way to get to Jesus, to the Father, but through Jesus Christ. He said, I am the door. I am the door. Don't try to go what feels good. Don't try to go. You look on TV, oh, that's a big church. They got a big crowd. That don't mean there's a door there for salvation. Tonight, Jesus is not in big crowd. He's the way. He's the way, the truth, and the life. The Bible says, in the end, at the narrow gate, for wide is the gate that leads to destruction, but Jesus Christ is the only way. He's the only way. He's the only way for us to get to eternal life. One man in Lofton, we go around, put cracks in businesses, in stores. One man, he found the crack. He got saved. He would go to that spot every day. Say, who's that man that put this crack here? Say, I want some more of those cracks to pass out, to give out to other people. People are still getting saved. They still come to know Jesus Christ. The blood has not lost its power. The blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus. Wash away all of our sin. The Bible says, take our sin, put it from the east hill, from the west, and we remember no more. He'll remember no more. I'm going to tell you, church, I wear a baseball cap in Lofton. And on this cap, it said, John 3:16. Jesus, I am the light of the world. On this old cap, a lot of people come up to me saying, oh, praise God for that verse. I used to be in church. It gave me an opportunity to witness to them, to share Jesus. One of my friends who's a missionary, he went to China. And they had a cross. She had a cross round neck, and her and her husband. And a mission, a Christian people there, they had to worship God, have services. They do it in a place where they can't be seen. But they saw this lady, and they came up to her. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. They came up to this lady and said, you're a Christian. It's our Jesus Christ. It's the cross. Have power. Some people have it on their finger, have it on their coat, but Jesus, I am. It brings tension. Some have it on tattoo, but Jesus is the light of the world. He said, I am the light of the world. He said, no one ever come to me. I will let no one cast them out. We come to Jesus. He will no one cast you out. When we come to him, he said, I am the light. When we come to Jesus Christ. That word, it says in the scripture, it said, many are unfaithful, unfaithful. They try to start a religion. You could try to start a church. You could try to start a religion. You could try to start denomination, but if you do it without Jesus Christ, ain't no power in it. Ain't no salvation in it. It's Jesus Christ, as Pastor John had just said, he the center. This is his church. His seal is on this church. Jesus Christ. We give God praise today. It said, every branch in me that bears not fruit, he take away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it. That means the scripture I read, every branch that means bears not fruit, he takes away. That means God don't take away our salvation. That means we have backslide. He don't take away our salvation. We have gotten out of fellowship. But every branch that bears fruit, that, you know, sometimes in bearing fruit, you got to go out on a limb. You can't stay on the branch. You got to go out on a limb. You got to be a little bit more kind. You got to be a little bit more loving. I have went to the park many times. My wife said, I had on a jacket. And someone came up and said, do you have a jacket? And I had pulled my jacket off. And I gave it to the person. She said, I liked that jacket. A little bit more kinder. I'm going to tell you, when you do things for the Lord, God always, he give you another jacket. You cannot give God. He's going to always give some. Just a little bit more kindness. I was in the line going through Burger King, and this man just cut right in front of me. I could have got out and said something, but I started praying, God bless that man. He needs this burger more than me. I started praying for him. I saw I had his baby and children in the car with him. Let's be a little bit more than you've been. Be a little bit more patient than you've been. So I started praying for him. When I got up to the window, after he had finished and went on, I got up to the window. She said, that man in the car said, whatever you want. He left his credit card. He said, you can get whatever you want. Whatever you want. Say, you can get it. So you got to go out on a limb for the Lord. I've been going down the street one way. We see a person stand on the street, say, I'm hungry. Anything. I'm hungry. And they have on the bottom of the sign, I'm a veteran. And my wife said, aren't you going to help that man? I make a U-turn and come back. See, a lot of times we see people standing on street corner. We got to, if we don't see them, they're not there. But when God laid on your heart to do something, we always keep sandwiches in the truck or orange or apple to give somebody something to eat. We always do that. See, we're accountable to this church. We're accountable. We just can't go to Lofton and live any kind of way. See, we're accountable here in the eyes of the Lord watching everything. Be cruel to what you say. Be cruel to what you're doing. We go out, knock on door. Sometimes people, they have bad dogs or stuff, but we go there to share the gospel. It's not easy. It's not easy to share that Jesus Christ died on the cross for all of your sin. I mean, some sin, you might say, I'm a Christian, but I never dealt with that sin. I never shared this. I brought it into the marriage, but I never really shared it with my wife. I got this hang up. Some thoughts that I have, I never really shared them with anybody. See, Jesus died for all of our sins 2,000 years ago on the cross. See, I dealt with God dealt with my sin. When I kneeled down, I gave it all to him. But you know what? When you give it all to him, don't go back and get it. Leave it at the cross. If we can't come together at the foot of the cross, there ain't no hope for America. There ain't no hope for this country. At the foot of the cross. We need revival. Every church opened the door. We need it. Jesus paid it all. He paid it all. And I believe this pastor right here. I believe him truly with my heart. No matter who walked through that door and said, come to this altar, I want to accept Jesus. The president of the United States, I want to accept Jesus. He wants to come on in. If a gay person, he wants to come on down. No matter who come, that's what Jesus say. No matter who we are, without money or without pride, come on down. Bring all the burden and lay them at the foot of the cross. At the foot of the cross. Come to Jesus. See, salvation costs something. It didn't cost us nothing. But Jesus bled. That was a trail of blood that you can follow him. That he had been beaten 39 times. That went to Calvary. That blood for all of our sin. See, forgiveness in that blood. Healing in that blood. We come to Jesus Christ. He paid it all. We were bought. He was a ransom for us. He paid it all. You know what? We couldn't have a good conscience in the world, but he can give us a good conscience in Christ. We didn't have a heart to want to come to church in the world. We didn't have a heart in the world to want to love our brother, our neighbor. But in Jesus Christ, God give us that heart. Come to Jesus. You never get too young to know to come. You never get too old. He said, come. The blind, the deaf, come to Jesus Christ. There's healing. The Bible said, he sent forth his word, and his word healed them. His word healed them. Bible said God will purge us, cleanse us. The more we under the word, the more cleansing we'll get. But we got to stay in the word, in the true vine, because we can get entangled into religious, into worldliness. We got to stay in the true vine. God honor our faith. He honored. You know, we can just stand up. We can just say, a silent prayer. God honor our faith. You might say, well, Pastor, Brother Alonzo, I've been coming out here praying. But today, you could be coming many a time. But today could be your day for your deliverance, your healing, for your salvation. Today could be your day. See, the tomorrow is not promised. The Bible says the day you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Come to Jesus. Come. You got to say it within yourself. My wife got prayed for. She said, I receive my healing. I receive it from the Lord. You got to say today, I receive my healing. I receive my deliverance. I receive my salvation. Coming to you're not coming to this preacher. You're coming to Jesus Christ to give it all to him. And Jesus got those nail-scarred hands. Each one of them had a nail in it. He got them out wide, saying, come, just as you are. Don't try to get it right. Let me do it. See, Jesus works on the inside. That word abide means. You know what abide means? It means stay just where you are in Christ. Don't go nowhere else. Stay just where you are. Jesus Christ, love each one today. He want a Savior. I want to be delivered. I want to be set free. I want you, Jesus. I want all of what you have for me. I don't want to miss out on anything. I want all of you. All of you, Jesus. I want whatever you have, I've been missing. I want it all. Give it all to me. Jesus Christ. The Bible says God will purge us. He will cleanse us. We can't cleanse ourselves, but Jesus will cleanse us. He will cleanse this sin-sick heart. Jesus will. The more closer we get to God, the more God will cleanse us through his word. Through his word. The word of God. Jesus Christ loves you today. He wants you to come. He don't want you to wait till tomorrow. He wants you to come today. He wants you to come today. Thank you for prayer for my wife. He wants you to come today. You might want to say, well, like in Ezekiel said, Ezekiel said, well, I come stand in the gap for maturing. You might want to come standing in the gap for someone in your family to not say. You might want to stand in the gap for someone that you know that's sick in the hospital right now. Come stand in the gap for them. You come today. Tomorrow is not promised. Come to Jesus today. He loves you. He's gonna be with you right here. If you hear a little tugging in your heart or something saying, come, that's Jesus Christ. He'll make your marriage better. He'll make your children better. Come today. Come today.